This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Thousands of supporters of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir poured into the streets of Khartoum today. They shouted their defiance of the arrest warrant issued yesterday by the International Criminal Court, accusing President Bashir of war crimes for atrocities in Darfur.
Sudan!
Today, Sudan represents the loud voice against all sorts of hegemony and colonialism, Bashir told the crowd, and he added, "We are at war." Sudan responded to the arrest warrant by expelling at least 13 humanitarian groups from the country, among them Oxfam, Doctors Without Borders, and Save the Children. Those groups have been a lifeline for millions of Sudanese in Darfur and elsewhere. Reporter Rob Crilly is in Darfur in the city of El Fasher. And Rob, you've been talking to some of these aid groups. What are they telling you about what's happened to them?
The aid agencies I've been speaking to say they're really in dire straits, and they spent the morning rushing around trying to sort out as much as they could of their programs, trying to hand them on to local staff or find UN agencies to take over their programs. But the result was that most of their programs were just simply locked up for the day. I traveled around some of the aid camps around El Fasher, and I saw clinics closed, schools closed, hospitals padlocked. I mean, these are the basic services that all the displaced people need, and the result was that they were simply abandoned today as international aid workers were forced to leave Darfur.
The UN has said that some of the aid workers also have been detained by security forces that they said were very intimidating and very aggressive. Have you heard those reports as well?
Yes, I think it's been a very unpleasant day for all the international staff as they tried to leave. I heard about one particular incident involving a French NGO in Yala, capital of South Darfur. They were detained at gunpoint by national security officers. Also, all the NGO offices and compounds were visited by government officials who began taking down an inventory of all their assets, because the government will now be seizing all the equipment used by NGOs. And this morning I understand that laptops and desktop computers, satellite phones and mobile phones were all confiscated, making communications very difficult.
We mentioned that these groups are supporting millions of people in Sudan. What will the effects be on these people? Who will take care of them, if anybody?
Well, nobody's quite prepared to say it yet, because the aid agencies are still getting their staff out of Darfur and are worried about possible implications if they go public with their concerns. But there's no doubt this will be a threat to the lives of the 4 million people who are in aid camps across Darfur. The World Food Programme of the United Nations relies on these NGOs to distribute food to the camps and to villages and towns. They told me today that 1.1 million people will now be beyond their reach. Doctors Without Borders were treating two separate outbreaks of meningitis in the Darfur area. So there will be a direct threat to lives. I mean, the hope is these programs will be picked up by UN agencies or some of the other NGOs that remain in the area, but there are desperate concerns now.
What have you heard from refugees, from displaced people in Darfur in these camps? I mean, is this dampening what may have been their enthusiasm for this arrest warrant that came out yesterday?
Well, they've been very careful not to voice too much enthusiasm. They're very, very worried about possible reprisals from the government if they're seen to be celebrating this arrest warrant. So the reaction has been rather muted in the camps. But they said to me simply that these charities, NGOs, were providing almost all the services in the camps. And they simply said, what's going to happen now? And they're really, really frightened.
We've been talking with Rob Crilly. He's in Darfur for the Christian Science Monitor in the city of El Fasher. Mr. Crilly, thanks very much.
Thank you.